Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3.
Sorry, sir.
We'll call the order of the Dakota County Board of Equalization. Would we do the Pledge of Allegiance first?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room, and it is available for all review by all citizens in attendance. Roll call, please.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the orders of items on the agenda if necessary. First one, consent agenda, approval of previous minutes, August 18th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. New business. Hearing of Glad Tidings Lighthouse, Lighthouse's application for exemption for motor vehicle taxes by a qualifying nonprofit organization, 2018 Chevy three-door with VIN last 5 of 77083. The vehicle is used for trips and activities and ministry. The application comes with recommendation and...
Yep, just the same old renewal from last year.
Also move to approve Glad Tidings.
I'll second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
And a hearing for Heartland Council and application for exemption for motor vehicles taxes by qualifying nonprofit organizations of 2015 Chevy Impala with the VIN of 141602 and a 2020 Chrysler Voyager with the VIN of 65285. Both vehicles are used to support services and move clients around and all kinds of other wonderful things.
And these two are also just renewals.
I have a motion to approve.
Second. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's see. I don't see Christy here, so I'm guessing there's no clerical. Mail emergency business?
Nope.
None. Public comment. All right. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We don't mess around here.
That's right. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll call.
Okay. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Present.
Jeff?
Yes.
All right, so now would be the time for public comment. If there's anything that's not on today's agenda that anybody would like to talk about, now would be the time to direct your attention to the podium. Seeing no, we'll go ahead to go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from August 18th. Approval of payroll claims from August 17th through August 30th. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. And approval of any other account payable claims, if any. I came in earlier today and went through payroll, accounts payable, and everything seems to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through D.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business. Approve resolution 25C-021 to approve the final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County's Ag Society. There's a number of these that we'll go through, and those have all been forwarded to Cherie, and the paperwork's all been done on them, so we just need to approve the resolution or not approve it. Take a minute to look through them if you want.
We're going to do them separately, though, right?
Yeah,
we'll do them separately. I'll make a motion to approve 25C-021.
Say.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Approval resolution 25C-022 to approve the final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County Historical Society.
So moved to approve.
I'll second.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Approve resolution 25C-023 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota Covington Rural Fire District.
Make a motion to approve second. Resolution 25C-023.
I'll second that.
Jeff?
I think I need to abstain.
Okay. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Approve resolution 25C-024 to approve the final allocation of levy authority for Emerson Rural Fire Protection District and Homer Rural Fire Protection.
So moved.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Approval resolution 25C-025, vacate or abandon road at intersection of S Avenue and 207th Street, starting at S Avenue and going west to the dead end, approximately 0.265 miles in section 27, Township 28N, Range 6E, Dakota County, Nebraska. So that has come before us in the previous few meetings there.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Nobody else has said anything, Julie? Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve 25C-025.
Second.
That's the Ginsrup Road?
Yep.
Okay, Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Board to approve change order for North Bluff Road for Gill Construction for additional PAM. Let's go ahead and step up there. Jolene did contact me while they were doing that. They were into it and just had a little work that they really felt needed to be done as in addition to what they were doing, and it made sense to me.
Yeah, so it was after they'd gone out with all the rain, some of them spots got really bad, so they felt a couple more needed to be done. So the change order was, I have that right in front of me. The original contract amount was $41,691.50, and the end contract was $49,296. They did on the bridge approach add a little thickness to each end too when they were down there doing those panels to kind of help make that smoother, and it is a lot nicer.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. When they replaced that bridge a couple of years ago, we had some problems with that, and they come back and redid part of it, but the panels on either side had really shifted even prior to them finishing up their work and needed to be redone. So it made it, I was over it several times since, and it has made a big difference.
So the total change order was $7,604.50.
One more time.
$7,604.50.
I'd make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
We'll get you up here. Gulf Road has done, it has got some issues also. When they put the new water line in City Depth, they replaced some of the stuff they broke with the, they had the track hole on there and they busted the side of it. There's a few more of them that are starting to slough off and move away from the concrete down into the ditch. So a guy needs to look at them, see if we can get those replaced.
When we looked at doing that work out there on Bluff Road a couple years ago, where we had that bad spot, it wound up being the city's. Where is that cutoff line?
Where are we?
Gulf Road.
It's jagged. It starts in a
diagonal backwards.
I can send Sheree a copy of the map.
Because that stuff they replaced a couple years ago, those panels, we thought we were doing that, and we'd actually had approved it, and then it wound up being the city's.
Yes.
Well, that was more towards D.A. Davis and up that area. This here is College Way.
Oh, okay.
To the west.
Yeah, yeah. Right in there, that's pretty.
That it's to the west more is where it's busted up.
Okay. Well, so we'll go in and look. And if why they do that is beyond me, but it makes it hard. And we even, when we paint stripe now, they just do it all, and then we go in and measure out South Sioux's portion and have them pay for it. So, because they don't want to start, stop. So
yeah, I don't blame them.
So we'll look at it.
That makes sense. Board to approve letter of support for replacement of Adams Bridge on S Avenue.
So if you remember at the last meeting, I'm working on a grant to get that bridge replaced, and I sent you guys all out that survey last week. That's part of this. The more public outreach, public engagement. So if you guys know people, you know, we can contact them to do the survey, to have them do letters of support.
I have a question. Could I get that email? Because I can't open up my smartphone or my dumb phone to do it online. So if you get a chance, just email it to me. I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
I got the deal, and I'm saying, there was just no way to open that with my flipper.
So, so anybody you guys can think of that would benefit, I can mail them out a printable copy of it. I can email it. Tomorrow I'm going to go through all the landowners, send them letters to bring them aware of it. We got it on the county website.
So any of you guys, Brian or Jeff, if you're out in that area or you know landowners in that area, have them make sure they reach out, because it's going to, those kind of things make a big difference.
Okay. Yeah, so knock on wood, we'll get that. So yeah, and then if you guys can think of anybody for letters of support, I'm going to contact, I contacted Deanna. I'm going to contact the law enforcement, the fire districts, the schools, like I said, the landowners, just anybody who could potentially use that bridge.
And this is an all or nothing thing, right, with the agreement with Saline County?
So we would all, they're not just going to pick Dakota County or one of these. Yes, it's going to be all of us bundled together. So, yes, so the more
support,
the more support, the better that is. And they said they will cherry pick comments. There's a spot for comments. If somebody's got a good comment, they'll cherry pick that out and kind of push that up too. So be creative.
Mm-hmm. And also, in talking to Dan Sayer for the state of Nebraska, he said, I was talking about the overpass out here and how rough, you know, the state highways are. And he says, don't ever hesitate to contact them, because it seems like they're, you know, whoever's getting the most complaints is getting the work done on their roads. So.
And the NDOT has been very helpful. I'm also working on another grant to try and get North Bluff Road done. So that'd be complete replacement, that mm-hmm. grant. Would only do it if we completely redid the whole road, not an overlay. So, but that would be funding in full. So why not?
Well,
so,
thank you for looking into all that.
It's been a trip. I guess we'll see if it's.
I know.
Gonna work. So right now we're doing the engineering phase of it, trying to get grant money to pay for all of that. So, and then the next step would be in March to get the funding for the actual project. So.
Very good.
County road report.
Do we need a motion on that
letter?
Yes.
I'd make a motion.
Yeah, absolutely.
To sign the support letter.
I'd second that.
All right. Rick.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Oh, the road report. I printed it.
Our next meeting, we have to decide where we're going to have it, because we'll probably have a number of people in attendance with the solar farm issue. We are thinking about doing it up in the county courtroom. We cannot use their recording device. The state said that we can't use their recording device, so the only snag right now is figuring out a way to get that recorded so Cherie can get it transferred down to what she needs to. So I think we'll set it for there. And if anything would come up, and we're talking about doing it in the evening, like at 7 o'clock. Yeah. But on that day, we also have to, I think we have a budget hearing, so I'll talk to Ashley when she comes in, because we're going to have to.
I think that was 7:30.
At the regular time.
Yeah, it's at 5:30.
It's at 5:30.
Okay.
We'll have to recess and then move.
Yeah.
So then Cherie said she wanted to just save the meeting in the evening for the solar thing. So
yeah, that way
reports and all that will not be included on that.
That way people aren't coming to, with just a standard item and sitting there for a couple hours to, if you know, just give everybody a chance to talk and go from there.
So the regular meeting start here at 5:30 and then.
Yeah, we'll go at 7 o'clock up in the county courtroom.
Budget meeting starts at 5:30.
Yeah. The budget meeting will be here at 5:30.
Just the budget.
Yeah, but the regular.
The regular meeting was.
Yeah.
Thank you.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Eastern?
Central Standard.
As long as it's 5 o'clock something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we had 375.5 hours of maintaining. We had 30.5 hours of overtime, 2 hours on tree removal, 20 hours on South Bluff culverts, 16 hours mowing, 140.5 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 372.5 ton of 1-inch out on the road and 1,009.09 tons of road gravel out on the road. We did not stockpile any into the yard. We had 58 hours on sign repair, barricading. Brandon is our sign tech, and he's been going out and marking all the culverts. He's spending a lot of time GPSing and filling out paperwork on that, so he's doing really good on that. We had some grading concerns for Park Avenue, Lynch Avenue, K Avenue, and gravel requests on I Avenue. Any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Let's go. Will they get into it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jolene.
Yeah, thank you.
Commissioner committee reports. Anybody have any anything in the last 2 weeks that?
That new committee we're just working on, the housing. Started. We had another meeting that was trying to get everything figured out with the bylaws and stuff. So nothing really to report other than
we're
chipping away at it.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Anybody else? Alright. Mail or emergency business?
I kind of already asked you guys about the NACO meeting, so I guess we're good.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Thank you.